You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast. It's Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. So I'm talking about the wrestler, the controversial wrestler, CM Punk. He's been fired from AEW Wrestling. So what's wrong with CM Punk? There are many problems they're facing before they have faced this problem, and now new faced problem with those problems are facing. And CM Punk has passed controversies with AEW, and there's something controversy related that they are doing some controversial things. What about Kenny Omega, locker room and everything? And now CM Punk has a backstage fight with Jack Perry. They use real glass for fight, and after that Tony Khan says that he's not feel safe, he's feel in danger with CM Punk. That's why he fired. I don't think so, and I don't really think so that CM Punk was fired because of this. I really confused about that. If you're telling about that, if AEW, what if AEW uses the real glass for fight? Then what do you think? This injury is real or not? Then if you're thinking that the blood is fake, then another thing is fake, then why you are allowing the blade to CM Punk to bust, to cut his head, and bleed will come, and it will say that yeah, he fall, and Samoa Joe punching his head and bleed comes. It that doesn't make any sense, first of all. So stop blaming CM Punk again. In front of myself, I will say stop blaming CM Punk, because AEW is, in my opinion, AEW is a nonsense. It doesn't make sense. It's a disgrace about this company. AEW Saturday Night Collision also is a copycat show from the past wrestling company named as WCW Monday Nitro. I'm talking about this company, AEW Collision. The logo has copied, has inspired and copied from, we could just say, this logo is copied from WCW Monday Nitro. That's why the Collision is getting flopped. Yes, I'm talking about why I will never say about that. You fired CM Punk after the debut of the Collision. You bring CM Punk, and alongside there, you brought a blockbuster match. You're thinking that blockbuster match, CM Punk and FTR. But what about things? You need to respect about it, first of all. Okay, you're paying higher tax, higher money to CM Punk. I think, is it more than 1 million or 2 million or 3 million? It depends upon that. But ESPN has said a statement that AEW on Saturday announced that it has fired top star CM Punk with cause after AEW investigated an incident that occurred during its all-in pay-per-view show last Sunday at Wembley Stadium in London. Okay, Punk and fellow AEW wrestler Jack Perry. Yes, Jack Perry is obviously a fellow. Jack Perry was suspended right now. It's a very good day, but you never need to fire Punk. You have made the biggest mistake. Punk and fellow AEW wrestler Jack Perry, the son of late actor Luke Perry, reportedly got into physical altercation backstage during the pay-per-view event. AEW statement, which was issued on X, formerly Twitter, said Punk's wrestling and employment contracts have been terminated. And it was really a shocking thing. What punk is doing? It's a bad. What are you thinking? I don't feel any bad. I don't care. Thanks. Following the investigation, the AEW Discipline Committee met and later convened with outside legal counsel before making an unanimous recommendation to AEW owner Tony Khan that CM Punk be terminated with cause, the AEW statement read. Khan, AEW CEO, general manager and head of creative, said in an accompanying statement that he wishes he didn't have to share this news but made the decision in the best interest of the many amazing people who make AEW possible every week. Doesn't make sense. AEW is scheduled to have a pay-per-view All Out on Sunday at United Center in Chicago, the day after its weekly Saturday Collision television show in the same building. Punk, whose real name is Phil Brooks, is a Chicago native and major star in the city. Phil played an important role in AEW and I thank him for his contributions. Khan said in a statement, the termination of his AEW contracts will cause is ultimately my decision and mine alone. Yes, absolutely. You fired CM Punk, then nobody has given a decision. You have taken a decision yourself, your fellow Tony Khan, you are fired. You're fired from wrestling business. Just joking. To open AEW's Collision show Saturday night, Khan appeared in a pre-taped interview and said the incident last weekend was regrettable and endangered people backstage. I have been going to wrestle shows for over 30 years, Khan said on the show. I have producing them on this network for nearly 4 years. Never in all that time have I ever felt until last Saturday that my security, my safety, my life was in danger at a wrestling show. I don't think anybody should feel that way at work. He just mentioned it. He's going for wrestling shows for 30 years, okay? You can be a wrestling fan. You went for a wrestling show and you are an entrepreneur. You're the biggest entrepreneur. You're a Pakistani entrepreneur, okay? And it doesn't matter that you're Pakistani or anywhere. But the main important thing is that you said that you never feel any safe. But you need to watch in the 90s matches. That how many incidents happens, so many death happens, so many problematics happens. Same thing as Jeff Jarrett also happened. But what do you think about it? But you need to know something, that's that. I don't think so. Fire something for CM Punk is a solution. But why you don't think about that? That fans was really disappointed that you fired. And even I want to see. I was eagerly waiting for it. Why? Because I want to see CM Punk come back in WWE. That's true, and I want to see. I never want to see CM Punk in AEW, but I want to see CM Punk in WWE. Because I know everything that CM Punk is the best in the world, 2 times world heavyweight champion, and he stays in WWE so many years, and he impressed a lot. He's the true best in the world. And if you say that Vince McMahon's son Shane McMahon win a WWE crown jewel and became a WWE best in the world, it's definitely not from my side. Best in the world is only one man, and it's CM Punk. That's it. So that's the main thing. And Punk, even he is an ECW wrestler. Yes. Punk 44 returned to AEW in June after suffering a torn biceps in a match last September. After the match last year, Punk engaged in a controversial news conference and they reportedly got into a physical altercation with AEW wrestlers Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson and Kenny Omega, who are also company's executive vice presidents. Okay. Punk said in June that he apologized to Khan about what he said in the news conference. Okay. The incident in September 2022 came after AEW wrestler Adam Hangman Page went off script in a television interview segment with Punk, bringing up things the two did not agree would be talked about and things Punk said were not true. Punk said nothing was done to Page for the indiscretion. It poisoned everything for me and it made it all really, really ugly, and that was what set all of this off, and here we are over a year later and ain't been done about it, Punk told ESPN in June. Yes. The belief among people in the locker room was that Punk had gotten another wrestler, Colt Cabana, fired from AEW, or at least tried to do so. First of all, I would like to say that you fired Punk, but what do you think? You fired Colt Cabana? It does make sense. I don't think so. So that's the main disappointed at all. That's why I'm not supporting Tony Khan. You fired CM Punk because you have a clue, you have everything, you have reason, you have a valid reasons. But you fired Colt Cabana. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't good for business. I think every people was thinking about that. Is the downfall started from AEW? I think just started because Jade Cargill also leaves AEW. Why? Because she wants to join WWE. I think it's a very good thing. But you made Jade Cargill AEW TBS champion? What? She deserves at the highest position. She deserves AEW Women's Championship. But you made it AEW TBS Championship? I think it doesn't make sense. That's why. What should you say? Punk has been one of the most. Yes. Punk has been one of the most popular stars in the pro wrestling business over the past two decades. He is a former two-time WWE champion and three times World Heavyweight Champion. Punk is also a former two-time AEW champion. He fought twice in the UFC after leaving WWE in 2004. So in my opinion, for that kind of reason you fired Punk, but firing Colt Cabana is not a good idea, because you're thinking that you fired Colt Cabana because his friend is CM Punk and CM Punk also supports Colt Cabana. That's why you fired CM Punk. That's why you fired Colt Cabana. It doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make sense. If Tony Khan will hear my podcast, then he will say that, who the hell is this man? Who the hell is talking to my business? Who the hell is figure it out? Who the hell is pointing me? What is the problem? That's not a good things at all. So I think he needs to figure it out at all, because if you're thinking that if he is a good thing, then I would say it's not as good. So I believe that you need to respect each and every resource. So I would like to say that you fired CM Punk, but WWE isn't very hot right now because you're thinking that blah 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 everything is, but I don't think so. I really don't think so. I believe that so try to and make it understandable. So in my opinion, I would like to say firing things, it's not make sense at all. So you need to make understanding, you need to make these things in a sense way so that people can really think about it. So that's it. So that's it for today. Please follow me on. So please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more. So I would believe that if you are thinking that another thing said all, so depends upon that, but I would like to say that okay. So I was really thinking of that, so when CM Punk will come back, but he just indirectly shared an interview that, so it's a commentary that he comments that 2 months, I think he's targeting on WWE Survivor Series that is held in Chicago. I think if it happens, then I think it would be the biggest WWE blockbuster ever. But WWE is thinking about that. That doesn't feel that Cody Rhodes was failed. So what do you think about that? But in my opinion, I think that it should supposed to feel about it. But I was really interested. And I already tell that if CM Punk is back in WWE, then I will buy a t-shirt. So note it down. I already mentioned in social media, on Twitter, on my WhatsApp status, but I will say that if he's coming, then I would say welcome back CM Punk. But I think people would really understand that what's going on, what's happening with CM Punk, and why you just think that that's not a good day at all. So that's it. So that's it for today's podcast. Please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. And if I talking about that, you can't see my podcast on Stitcher because the Stitcher podcast is shut down. The Stitcher podcast is going to end everything, and because Stitcher company is bankrupt or not, I don't know, but Stitcher is shutting down and it was merging with Pandora. So you'll see my podcast on Pandora. Okay, so follow me and we'll see you on the next podcast. And many more. The Wrestling Ready by Arnav Chakravarti. And sponsored by Spotify by Podcast. Bye. See you. Love you so much.